Welcome to Discover Barnstable, the official podcast of the town of Barnstable, a podcast where you can meet the people who steward the programs and services for the town of Barnstable that connects us to our quality of life. We invite you to join the conversation as we navigate municipal government and our community pathways to help you discover Barnstable. I'm Lynn Poyon, and today I am joined by my fellow co-host and tour guide, Liz Hartsgrove, as we dive into this week's topic of discussion, beach stickers, with our guests, our interim recreation director, John Gleason, and recreation financial supervisor, Tricia Otto. I want to just give you a little bit of information about our guest today. John has been a town employee for 18 years, serving as a program coordinator, and with Patty Machado's recent retirement, has been named the interim director of a recreation division. In 2020, he was named one of the 40 under 40 for the Cape and Islands Business Magazine. In 2021, the Massachusetts Recreation and Parks Association named him Community Professional of the Year. Tricia has been a town employee since 1999 as a division assistant with the assessing department, and after 6 months shifted to financial supervisor. And that was when the HYCC opened its doors, or the HYCC is the Hyannis Youth and Community Center. Some of the highlights from Tricia are that she participated in the planning for the Hyannis Youth and Community Center. She worked on the launch of online software system to purchase beach stickers and credit card payments at beaches. She secures grant funding for families in need of financial assistance through our Community Development Block Grant Program, and that enables them to enroll in recreation programs and programs at the Hyannis Youth and Community Center. So welcome, John and Tricia. We're really glad to have you here.
Thank you. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Beach stickers. That is like a hot topic. Every year. It's reoccurring, and around this time of year, everybody is looking to buy one or to find out more information. So can you talk to us about the power of these beach stickers, and what is it, and where do you need one to visit our beaches, our lovely beaches? So, John, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. You need to have a beach sticker. It's valid year round. We do have staff that monitors them Memorial Day weekend to Labor Day weekend. And it's crucial that if you want to get into the beach without having to wait in line to pay for parking every time you go there, is to purchase one online or through the mail with the help of our staff.
So are these beach stickers things that people put on themselves, or are they actual vehicles? Can you elaborate a little bit what exactly these things
sure.
are?
Sure. The stickers are something that they put on themselves. So through the mail, they'll purchase the sticker that they would like to choose or they're eligible for. And then we mail them their sticker that they've asked for in the mail, and then they would peel it off, and there's instructions of how and where to put it on, and they do it themselves. And then when they come into the beach, our staff is there to check to make sure that they've put the sticker where it's required.
So the stickers remain on these vehicles, on windshields or on the bumper, because a lot of towns are different, actually. So it can be kind of confusing when you see variations of examples driving around the Cape.
Yes, the best location, or the location we've asked to have it on, is the driver's side window, lower left-hand corner as you're the driver looking out, or as our staff is looking at the right-hand lower corner. And 95% of the people in the community will place it there, so it's easy for our staff to do that. Other people we've seen on the driver's side window, we've seen it on the back window of their truck. But it's really essential that they put it in that lower left-hand corner of the driver's side, so our staff can easily identify the sticker, identifying markers, which is their license plate. So we can look at their license plate, look at their sticker number to make sure that it matches.
So there's a method to this as to why it's important to have it placed on the windshield, is when you're driving into the entrance.
Correct.
Literally, the employee can actually match it up and see it visually. Instead of having to search for it, right?
Yes. If a customer comes in and drives nice and slow, it gives plenty of time for our staff to recognize the sticker, the license plate and match it up. So all they have to do is kind of put their hand out and wave, and we can wave, and, you know, hopefully they enjoy their day at the beach. If they do not put it in the right location, now we have to stop the car. We have to search for their sticker, which, you know, they could find as an inconvenience. But we do have to monitor to make sure that they have the right sticker to make sure it's valid for the correct season.
John, you mentioned that these stickers are valid all year round, so basically January 1st to December 31st. And I think that one of the interesting things is it's actually a parking permit, but we've come into the vernacular of you calling it a beach sticker. So where else does this sticker allow you access?
Sure. Well, you know, like we said before, it allows you to park at all our beaches, ponds, lakes, but it's also required at town waste to water. So if you're a fisherman or a boater and you would like to have access to certain areas in the town, it's required to have that sticker to park at those locations. Trisha could expound on another area that she knows about, but, you know, if you want to park in those locations, you have to have a sticker.
Trisha, do you want to talk about the special...
Well, I've noticed personally there are certain areas within the town of Barnstable, and these stickers are only valid in the town of Barnstable beaches. People confuse it with being Barnstable County. So they're only valid in the town of Barnstable. The stickers allow you into resident-only beaches as well as public beaches. We can go into the different ones after this, but I do know there's areas in town that have parking lots, such as across from Loop Beach in Kootuat, across from the Kettle Hole Restaurant, there's a parking area that is resident only stickers. I don't know if it's overflow from Loop or whatnot, but so there's different areas. But if you ever are in the town of Barnstable and you see a posted sign that says resident parking only, you need to have a parking permit, aka beach sticker, on your windshield. Just a friendly tip to those people putting the beach stickers on their windshield: when you peel off the part that makes the adhesive exposed, there's a little strip of paper that will stay on the sticker, and that allows you to grasp it and pull it off for the next year's sticker, because once these stickers are on, they're there permanently. So just a word of advice, don't stick the whole sticker on, just keep that little tab on, and that way you have access to pull it off next year.
And it actually is much easier to take off in warm weather than it is in cold weather.
Yes,
I've experienced that myself.
If you're in cold, use a hairdryer first.
So you mentioned that there are a number of types of permits that are included. You mentioned resident versus non-resident. Can you get into the seasonal versus weekly, the landlord, handicap,
sure,
those kinds?
In speaking with the resident versus non-resident, non-residents are also eligible to receive a sticker. A lot of times the non-residents don't have their legal domicile in the town of Barnstable. They may have it in another town, in another state, but they may have a second home on the Cape. So they are in the town of Barnstable. They're eligible for beach stickers because they're paying real estate taxes. The seasonal versus weekly, it's basically the same, allows you the same freedom, the same rights. It's just the term. The weekly stickers are $80 per week, and it's a 7-day consecutive run. The seasonals allow you access to only public beaches. The weekly and the seasonals do not allow you access to resident beaches. It's the public beaches: Veterans, Kalmus, C Street, Craigville. And that runs from Memorial Day weekend to through Labor Day. And the cost of that is $275 for the season, and once the season's over. And it's clearly stated on the sticker permit where it's allowed and where you can enter. So there's no clear, it's not very clear where you can go with the sticker. The landlord sticker, a lot of the residents purchase this because they may be renting their properties for the summer. And that's $375. And it allows you every right as a resident. So if people are renting property in the town of Barnstable, they're allowed to go to the resident as well as the public beaches. So it gains them access. The handicap, when we get the application, if the registration indicates HP on the registration, that's all we need to determine that they are handicap eligible. If it doesn't have an HP on the plate, they need to send us their handicap placard with their name exposed on it. And those are reduced in price. Instead of the $45 per permit, they are $20, but we limit two to a household.
When we've talked about needing certain things, for instance, a placard, and you wouldn't actually send the original placard, you'd send a copy. But when you're purchasing a permit, what do you need to submit, either online or copies in the mail, when you're looking to purchase a beach sticker?
Okay, the requirements are the same for both mail-in and the online program. Everybody's emailed an application, and or you're emailed an application or you're emailed a mail-in application, okay? So then the requirements and the documents that need to be provided. If you are a non-resident but a taxpayer, we'd like a copy of your most recent real estate tax bill. If you are a resident, and then your registration as well, your vehicle registration, even if it's off-Cape residence or out of state, we still need that vehicle registration number to put on your sticker. If you're a resident, we need a copy of your registration. As long as your car is registered in the town of Barnstable, that's all we need, because that signifies that you're a resident and you're paying excise tax. If your car is a leased vehicle, we just need the cover page that allows us to link your name to a property, to the registration. We just have to complete that full circle. And as the handicap, we said, it's just a handicap placard, a copy of it. And these are all copies. We don't need any originals. If you have a problem and don't have access to make a copy, you can call us. We can either meet you at the door or we can make a copy for you, but we'll do everything we can to help get you the sticker without, you know, as pain-free as possible.
Are these available now? And what's the benefit of having it online versus mailing it in? And can you talk about a little bit about that? Because the online actually is brand new since COVID, correct?
Correct.
So that's one of the enhancements and improvements that we've been able to offer now, especially for a lot of people that aren't actually here year-round. Mm-hmm. So can you talk a little bit about the options for obtaining a permit and when you can get a permit?
Sure. We try to launch the mail-in applications and the online applications mid-November, okay, for the next year. There was just a little glitch in the software system this year with our OpenGov, which was the online program. We received every application, and it was just that the email going out was just a glitch. But that's been fixed. Everything's good. We're running well. And the mail-in application, we launched those applications, I want to say the end of November this year. And we had to do them in segments because of the volume of people getting them. So first we launched the landlords, and then we launched the residents, and they had to be launched in groups of 2,500. We did launch probably 7,000 to 8,000 of our online applications for renewals. They have all gone out, and we're diligently working on them. And like John and I were talking this morning, we're not Amazon as much as we strive to be. We can't get it to you the next day, but we do our best. But it takes about, just so people know, that it takes about 15 to 20 minutes to process one mail-in application.
That's incredible. And how many people are actually working? Do you have volunteers, or how many employees are working on actually just processing all of these beach stickers? Because you just alluded to, 7,000 or 8,000 of just one type of of permit. So with all the types of permits that we have, how many employees are actually working on this?
Well, we have two full-times, which is myself and Michelle Arrigo. We have Sandra, who's also full-time when she can fill in. She's very busy up front. And then we brought in five seasonals to help us. But prior to COVID, we had 40 to 50 volunteers that helped us do this when we could have in-person sales. But since COVID, we had to stop all that. So we do our best, and we just ask for, you know, the understanding, like everybody else with COVID, we're dealing with shortage of employees. And the people that are coming in now, they're retired and they can't give us 40 hours a week as much as we would take it. But we take what we can get, and we just move along the best we can. But there are two full times. We have two full times that help us out, two other full times that help us out when they can. And then we have like five seasonals that have come in.
That's incredible. Yeah, that's just an amazing like diligence and dedication to get these out and get these people these services that they're asking for.
Yeah, amazing. It's really essential that they don't wait. You know, we really shouldn't wait till the last moment to get one for Memorial Day weekend. If you would like one and know you want one, now is the time. That gives us plenty of time during the off season to plan and prepare so they're ready for you. You know, if you come to us online or by mail right before Memorial Day weekend, you're not going to have one in time. You know, however, we have worked with OpenGov, so when you do purchase one, at least online, you can print out your receipt, and it does have your license plate number on the receipt. So at least you could print out your receipt, put it on your dashboard of your car to at least prove that you've paid for it, and it proves that it ties it to that car, which is very helpful. But if you would like one, I would suggest going online and doing the online process or doing the mail-in process so we can tackle as much now when it's quote unquote, our downtime of the beach sticker season or parking permit season, and not wait till the spring or early summer to do it.
Yeah, because what happens, John, if somebody actually decides, oh, I actually do want a beach sticker this year, and it's a beautiful day, and it's after Memorial Day, and they say, oh, you know what? I don't need a beach sticker. It's before July 4th. And what happens, actually, when they go to the beach? Are they going to get a ticket, or what's going to happen?
So if we have staff there, one, they would be charged to park. It's $25 to park, so they'd either be charged, or they would have to come back later after hours to get in to access the beach. Can you ask
the I think... you know, you and I have had experience actually with the parking division, and so you get assistance actually for compliance of making sure that the people that are parking at those locations are actually legitimate residents based upon the stickers that they have showcased on the windshield. So the parking division actually assists not just your possible staff that are on site, but you collaborate with the actual parking division within planning and development. So they will help evaluate and look at all the vehicles, right?
Right. So if it's a sunny, beautiful day and you're at Dowsett's Beach and we don't have staff there because maybe it's not quite Memorial Day weekend, or it's Memorial Day weekend and beyond that, but it's during the week and, you know, we don't monitor per se with the recreation staff being there, but parking enforcement does. And if you park at Dowsett's Beach or, you know, a resident-only beach without a sticker, there is a potential of getting a fine of parking there without a sticker. So, again, it's one of those things that you don't want to wait till the end to do it, because, you know, then you'll have your, I think it's a $40 parking violation for parking at a beach without a sticker, when you could have taken the time in January, February, or March and prepared for it and got it in plenty of time for the season.
Yeah, it's a win-win just to go and be, you know, proactive and get those in advance.
Yeah, we're going to try to do a lot of social media posts this, you know, off season to hopefully encourage, you know, our residents or our non-residents but do own property in town to, you know, to try to get this done sooner than later. It could be really important for our staff to do that.
So we've talked a lot about the beach sticker actually being on the vehicle, but there are a couple of instances where the beach sticker is not on the vehicle, specifically for the landlord or the handicapped placard person. That would be a sticker that would be laminated and be with the person that would be using it. They'd be encouraged to place it.
What that is, that one is an individual, okay? Handicaps are stickers that go on the windshield. They're just at a reduced price. These people drive. And the car needs to be registered to the handicapped individual. Spouses cannot get one for their husband or vice versa because either one of them is handicapped. The car has to be registered to the handicapped individual. The individual is a resident permit, which is laminated, and that is issued to a Town of Barnstable resident that does not drive, but is still eligible to be driven to the beaches. And the individual, we'll say individual where the license plate is, and then on the flip side, there's a picture of the individual. so that the gate attendants, when they see it, they confirm that that handicapped individual is actually in the vehicle and it's allowed entry at that point. And the, you're right, the landlord placard is also laminated, and that's, we tell the people, we usually punch a hole and we tell them to hang it from the rearview mirror, because that's like gold. That gives them access to anywhere. If it's lost or stolen, we have no way of tracking it. A lot of people, a lot of landlords, what they do is they get a security deposit on that for the $275, because if the tenant, by chance, by accident, takes that home with them, they still have to buy another one for $275. We can't give them a replacement like we can on vehicle replacements. So those are the only ones that don't stick to windows.
And can you speak to vehicle replacements? For instance, my parents bought a new car during the height of the season. So they scraped it off before they sold their car, mm-hmm. So that they would be able to say, yes, I legitimately had a sticker.
Yes.
Can you talk about that?
I can. The replacements are issued when either there's a broken windshield, whether when the car has been sold. But in order to get the reduced price of a $5 for the replacement, we need the original sticker returned. We've had people that have gone to the body shop after the fact, if their car has been totaled or if their car has been traded in, to scrape that off. Or they'll call the body shop, please scrape off the sticker, I'll come pick it up. Because if we don't have the original, they have to pay another $45. So that's the replacement. And you can usually do that by sending in a check for $5, send in your original sticker. We don't care if it's in pieces, we just need to see the color validates that it's this year's sticker. And we need a copy of the new registration. Even if it's just a broken windshield, we still need the registration just to confirm that's going on the same car.
Fantastic. How can people contact you with questions or for either mail-in or online assistance?
They can call the recreation phone number, which is 508-790-6345, and they want to do extension 145, and that's our beach sticker hotline. They can leave messages there if it's not answered. And that's mainly for any question you have. But this year, we're lucky enough to have a new representative. It's Shirley Oakley, and she will be working at the Barnstable Adult Community Center on Falmouth Road. And she is going to be our contact person. She will help anybody who's having problems with the online processing.
That's fantastic. That one-on-one is really important, especially when you have just so many questions that are very personal to the individual situation. So, and clearly you have a lot of options that really help out with everybody's individual situation. So having Shirley will be a real true asset to your team.
Right, yes. Yeah, we created a how-to online guide to purchase a sticker. So it's available on our recreation section of the town website. So if people were having a difficult time, they could download that and it shows you step-by-step how to do it. Where Shirley can kind of do that one-on-one attention with those people that might not understand, the whole process of online or using a computer or, someone like that that might need a little more, fine-tuning to make sure they have the right documents and the right information they have. And she'll be located at the BACC for anyone that, is struggling with that, that needs that one-on-one attention.
That's great. That's really great. So I think we're going to go right into the rapid fire, I think. We have this new section that we're going to be asking just questions that, or one question that is not necessarily related to the topic, but could be anything. And Lynn and I have our assigned people that we've come up with a question for. So it's to put you on the spot a little, make you really nervous while you're sitting here with us. So Lynn.
All right.
Fire away.
So, John, my question for you is, what is your favorite time of day?
Favorite time of day? I would say I'm definitely a morning person. I like to get up in the morning. I mean, having a wife that's a teacher, a high school teacher in particular, that's up really early in the morning, and then the kids getting up ready for school. It's just that time in the morning to, make their lunch and to make them breakfast and kind of see them off for the day is one of my favorite times of the day.
That's a good one. Trish. So.
So it lives.
So. Your hobby, the moment, or what are you looking forward to? What, you're about to retire.
I am.
You are. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I know you have a lot of fond memories. Looking over the highlights that you supplied us was just really a wonderful thing. So coming from the assessor's office into also HYCC and the rec family, what made you stay in rec so long and be part of, you know, this organization so long?
I have to tell you, I 100% love my job. I love the people. I love the job. I always have. It's very partial to me, very close to me. And what's made me stay is every season brings a new programs, new seasonal staff. We have our summer staff. We have our winter staff. I love all my little peeps in the building. They're like, you know, all my kids that I, you know, it's just the rapport that we've had. And I've just, honestly, I wouldn't stay at anything I didn't like or love, but I do love my job. It's going to be very bittersweet for me to leave, but I'm only a phone call away, I've told them, and I'm happy to help out in any way I can, but I think whoever takes my place will do an amazing job.
Yeah, that's one of the things that working as a municipal employee, people don't actually highlight as much, is that camaraderie that you have, not just internally as an organization, but the people that you help on an everyday and the value that you get, and it's unmatched.
It really is unmatched. It's been a great run. It really has.
That's fantastic. Thank you.
Thanks.
I just have to say that I was over at the HYCC for 6 months in 2011, and it was during the height of the season. And we were the only municipality on Cape Cod who operated our beach sticker program utilizing volunteers, and over 40 of them. And Tricia was the go-to person in organizing everything she had. I mean, she's incredibly organized. You have to be when you're in finance. But she would bring out the personalities. She would partner different people together so that they would play off each other's strengths. And it was really fun because I used to go over, up until a couple of years ago, I used to go over to help on Saturdays of Memorial Day weekend and 4th of July and stuff like that to try to help because of the sheer numbers of people. So, you know, thank you, Tricia.
Thank you.
We're really lucky to have you.
And that was the highlight of working with people coming into the building. I love to be social, and I loved working Memorial Day, and I loved working July 4th. To know you're making everybody's day, and I got to get to the beach in an hour. Okay, we'll get this done for you, but Liz, the lines were out the door, people waiting. And that's why John's advice, get it as soon as possible. We try and do our best. We'll get it to you, but you just...
Yeah, the reunion should happen on the beach, not
that's right.
Standing on pavement, that's sweating right. And waiting in line for something. So,
that's right.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for coming in. That was really helpful, and definitely will set people up for success. So thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
So speaking of joining us, next week, definitely tune in. We're going to invite Town Clerk Ann Quirk to talk about dog licenses, believe it or not. We're going to find out why do you need to have them licensed and how frequently do you actually license them? Is it on an annual or every 2-5 years, whatever it is. And then she's also going to talk about what happens when you get a new dog in your family. It's right after the holidays or a special occasion that you bring in that family, new family member. And she's going to help learn or talk about those kinds of things. And then also helpful hints, actually, for getting our four-legged canine friends licensed appropriately. So tune in. We're really excited to bring Ann in. So thank you.
Thanks for spending time with us and listening to Discover Barnstable, the official podcast of the Town of Barnstable. We hope you found a new understanding of how your municipal government works to protect, engage, and enact for you and our community. Be sure to drop us a line at podcast@town.barnstable.ma.us and let us know what you would like to learn next. Till next time. Go Discover Barnstable.